All right, he said. You must be aware that some cities are tyrannies, some are democracies, and others aristocracies. Of course. And what is in control in each city is the ruling power. Yes. Every ruling power makes laws for its own good. A democracy makes democratic laws, a tyranny, tyrannical laws, and so on. In making these laws, they make it clear that what is good for them, the rulers, is what is just for their subjects. If anyone disobeys, they punish him for breaking the law and acting unjustly. That's what I mean, my friend, when I say that in all cities the same thing is just, namely, what is good for the ruling authority. This, I take it, is where the power lies, and the result is, for anyone who looks at it in the right way, that the same thing is just everywhere, what is good for the stronger. Now I understand what you mean, I said, though whether or not it is true remains to be seen. So even your answer, Thrasymachus, is that what is good for a person is just, though that was an answer you told me firmly not to give. But you add the qualification, for the stronger. A trivial addition, you may say. That's not yet clear. It may well be an important one. What is clear is that we must examine whether what you say is true. Like you, I agree that justice is something that is good for a person. But while you qualify it as what is good for the stronger, I'm not so sure. We should examine the question. Go on, then. Examine it. I shall, I said. Tell me, don't you also say that it is right for subjects to obey their rulers? I do. And are they infallible, the rulers in all these cities? Or are they capable of making mistakes? Well, they are certainly, I imagine, capable of making mistakes. So, when they set about enacting laws, do they enact some correctly, but a certain number incorrectly? In my opinion, yes. And correctly is enacting laws which are in their own interest, and incorrectly is enacting laws which are against their own interest. Is that what you mean? Yes. But whatever they enact, their subjects must carry it out, and this is justice. Of course. In that case, according to your definition, it is not only just to do what is good for the stronger, but also its opposite, what is not good for him. What do you mean? He said. I mean what you mean, I think. Let's look at it more closely. Haven't we agreed that the rulers, in giving orders to their subjects to do anything, sometimes make mistakes about what is in their own best interest? But that it is just for the subjects to carry out whatever orders their rulers give them. Isn't that what we have agreed? Yes, he said, I accept that. Then you must also accept, I said, that we have agreed it is just to do things which are not good for the rulers and the stronger, when the rulers inadvertently issue orders which are harmful to themselves, and you say it is just for their subjects to carry out the orders of their rulers. In that situation, most wise Thrasymachus, isn't the inevitable result that it is just to do the exact opposite of what you say? After all, the weaker have been ordered to do what is not good for the stronger. Indeed they have, Socrates, said Polymarchus. No question about it. No question at all, Clitophon interrupted, if you're acting as a witness for Socrates. Who needs a witness? Said Polymarchus. Thrasymachus himself agrees that rulers sometimes issue orders which are bad for themselves, but that it is right for their subjects to carry out these orders. Yes, Polymarchus, because carrying out orders issued by rulers was what Thrasymachus defined as just. Yes, Clitophon, but in his definition he also said that what was good for the stronger was just. He gave both those definitions, and then went on to agree that those who are stronger sometimes tell those who are weaker, their subjects, to do what is bad for them, the stronger. It follows from these admissions that what is good for those who are stronger would be no more just than what is not good for them. When he talked about what was good for the stronger, said Clitophon, he meant what the stronger thought was good for him. This is what the weaker must do, and that was his definition of justice. Those weren't the words he used, said Polymarchus.